And without much further ado, at 7:10, we are joined by the congressman from St. Joseph, the chair of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, who joins us every Tuesday morning. And every time I'm hosting this show, he joins us live. Fred Upton is on the other end of our line. Congressman Upton, good morning and welcome aboard. Hold on, let me make sure I got you up and at 'em. At least I thought I had you up and at 'em. And Fred, I should have you now. Yes, I got you now.
You're there. I knew you were there.
Yes. I just wanted to make sure everything is A-OK, because as we mentioned, Fred, we've had some snow issues to the north of Holland and to the south of Holland. Unfortunately, you're in the southern part right now.
Well, yeah, we got about 8 inches where I live, and 94 was closed westbound coming through, though it looked like it was going to open up soon again. But it was the snow is west of Coloma, and it's pretty heavy. St. Joe's schools, Lakeshore schools closed.
Again, for those who go to our website at WHTC.com, you can see on our radar that the winds, it's coming straight down from the north. It's sort of, the land's sort of sheltering the Holland area right now, but the advisories north of Muskegon and south of South Haven, and if you hadn't toward Chicago, take your time because it's going to get a little bit nasty. You're not in Washington this week, unfortunately, Fred, but things have gotten a little nasty in Washington over the last month or so. Maybe this holiday break's coming at the right time to give everybody a chance to catch their breath and maybe get their wits about them about some of the issues involving, say, Obamacare and the debt ceiling and all sorts of fun things like that.
Well, we got a lot of issues. We actually have votes this afternoon, so I'm leaving from Pawpaw here right to the airport to come back, and we're going to be in through the rest of the week. A lot of issues on our plate, immigration. Could well be there, but certainly the Farm Bill Conference is starting. Of course, we have our own Debbie Stabenow as chair of that conference, and all expectations are encouraging that we'll see something done before Congress adjourns for Christmas, and certainly I'd like to see that happen. Discussions are ongoing with regard to the budget. Of course, we have a continuing resolution that expires in mid-January, but all at least public comments from everyone, there were no winners. We've gone through this before. We are not expecting to see that second act come back with a shutdown. I think that we can come up with an agreement. For me, actually, I have a couple of bills on the House floor this week. One of them will allow folks who had an individual policy that was going to get canceled to, in fact, be grandfathered and not have to have it canceled. In essence, preserving what the president said, you can keep your health insurance if you like it. We found that in Michigan, some 230,000 Michiganders had individual policies that are going to be canceled by the end of the year. I'd like to think that maybe by passing this bill, a lot of those folks, certainly a majority, might be able to keep that insurance for yet another year.
We're talking with Fred Upton. I'm going to read you this story that came over the wires. And if it strikes you the same way it strikes me, I think we'll be on the same wavelength on this, okay? The federal government, Fred, would like to see better numbers for initial enrollment in Obamacare. The Wall Street Journal reports only 40,000 to 50,000 people have successfully enrolled in health care exchanges in the first few weeks of the open enrollment period. The Health and Human Services Department is expected to formally release initial numbers this week. The healthcare.gov website has been riddled with glitches since its launch on October 1st. Fred, this is not news. We knew this was coming, and the numbers are showing exactly what the problems were last month with this.
Well, that's right. We are going to see they're finally going to fess up the real numbers at the end of the week. But, you know, I was going through my desk last week when I was in D.C., and I found some stories, some old press clips that somehow had survived. And there I am talking, and with you as well, back in the summer, saying that this rollout was going to be a total mess, and that's what it's been. And so many people, you know, I was at a veterans event last night in Eau Claire, and so many people have had their policies canceled. I mean, they're just real despair. I'm with a guy here this morning already here in Pawpaw who's has had no luck trying to get onto the exchange, and he's got some health issues too. So, you know, if we can allow particularly these individual policies to remain in effect and to be grandfathered, I mean, that's what the law did say at the beginning the administration changed the regulations, and that's one of the reasons why millions of Americans are being told that their policies are going to be canceled by the end of next month. We can change that, and that's why I think that we'll have bipartisan support on Friday when we take my legislation up on the House floor, and hopefully the Senate's going to be right behind us.
Talking with Fred Upton, a group has been sort of, I wouldn't say camped, but at least been frequent visitors to your Kalamazoo offices trying to promote illegal immigration reform. And they sort of gave some peace offerings over the end of last week about the fact that you are going to try to work to get some of this immigration reform, maybe not to their satisfaction, but at least dealing with this issue.
Well, you know, as we've been talking for literally every week, immigration is an issue that we need to deal with. The current system is broken. By doing nothing, it just perpetuates a broken system. And I'd like to think that we're going to start moving the ball. The Senate passed some major legislation back in May. There's a different strategy in the House. We're going to take it piecemeal. We're going to do border security. We're going to do greener visas, I mean, a whole number of different things individually. I'd like to think that when that begins to happen, they certainly will be overwhelmingly in terms of being bipartisan. And the pressure's on for us to do something because we don't want to have it really spill into the election year, next year, too much. I think that we still have an opportunity to get it done in the next couple of months by taking this approach. But doing nothing is not satisfactory to a lot of folks, whether it be our agriculture folks, whether the people that are here. We need to establish a pathway to try and get to resolve this issue.
Fred Upton, we appreciate you spending some time. I know it's kind of rough sledding, literally, this morning, down south of the lakeshore. Wish you a safe trip to Washington. I look forward to talking to you next week, sir.
Me too.
All right. Thank you, Fred Upton, the congressman on 1450 WHTC.